At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. When Emmett Keenan calls, I listen. He's the athletic director of St. Cloud Cathedral, and he called me or emailed me, and he said, here's a cool story. We got this guy, Bob Bjornstad, and he's been teaching here for, I think it's 39 years. I'll ask Bob in a minute. Driver's training. And tomorrow's his last day of teaching driver's training. And I thought, now there's a guy that everybody that goes through school relates to, right? We all do driver's training. And there's got to be some kind of fun stories that he's seen over the years. And so on the eve of his final day of teaching driver's training, we bring in Bob Bjornstad. Bob, thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, Mike.
How long has it been?
Well, 39 years I've been doing driver's ed. I've taught for 40 years at Cathedral. And I will continue to teach health, but tomorrow is my last driver's lesson.
All of us relate to driver's training in some way, shape, or form. What is it like for you on a regular basis to see the nervous teenager get behind the wheel?
Yeah, well, they're definitely going to be nervous, but that can be rewarding as well to get them over that initial anxiety that they have. And usually after that first lesson, they are much more calm going forward and can settle in and really concentrate on getting the driving skills that they need.
Now, how many times have you had one, you know, slide into the snowbank or hit the stop sign or whatever it is that happens? How many times has that happened in your career?
Well, we've slid a few times. I don't think we've hit a stop sign. We've been involved in three accidents.
Really? And what were the nature of those?
Well, we had a lady go through a red light, and I could see it was going to happen. I slammed on the brake, and you do dumb things right before that. I leaned back in the seat thinking I could drag the back end a little bit, but she still hit us in the front fender. We had another interesting one. A man was unwrapping his burrito in a drive-through at a fast food restaurant, and he didn't know it. He was rolling, and he rolled right out into the street where we were stopped at a red light. We couldn't move. That was an interesting one. And then another time we got rear-ended by somebody at a stop sign. We crept forward to see better, and he was looking at his cell phone. I could tell that he was doing that in my rearview mirror, and he thought we went, and he gave it the gas and ran right into our back end.
Wow. So none, no serious injuries in any of them?
No, not at all. And I'm most proud to say that we have never filed a claim with our insurance company. And we've got 1 hour to go. So that's really pretty remarkable, actually, that we've never been at fault.
Bob Bjornstad is our guest. Obviously, distracted driving is something that we all need to take on and take serious and all those things. When you're teaching them, they're not going to be looking at their phones. I get that. You're going to be standing in the seat. Do you lecture them on that? How do you go about trying to impart that to them?
Well, there's certainly enough things on the road. You know, they say it takes inexperienced drivers about 5 years to reach the level of people on the road already. Their phone's out of sight. Occasionally, some of them forget to silence it, and we'll pull over where it's safe to do so again to turn that off. But there's enough things on the road for them to watch and drive defensively that they certainly aren't going to add their phone to it. Plus, it would be illegal for them for a period of time, even after they get their license.
But do you? I understand that when they're with you. But do you lecture them too? I mean, do you talk to them a lot about it?
Well, in the classroom segment, especially where you have them in a captive audience and they're not trying to drive at the same time, we certainly concentrate on defensive driving all the time and distractions, whatever they might be.
What is the most difficult? You know, I always think, you know, as I recall, parallel parking was the one that scared us the most. Is that true?
Well, you know, over the years, I've kind of come up with a good way to get them to parallel park pretty easily. But, you know, I don't know the exact year, but probably 10 to 12 years ago, they added corner backing where they have to back into a 10-foot spot between two cones. It's called 90-degree corner backing, and that's probably more difficult for them than parallel parking at this point.
But it sounds like parallel parking to me. Is it different?
I'm sorry, say that again?
It sounds like parallel parking to me. It sounds like the same thing, or is it different?
Well, if you could imagine, for instance, if you had a double garage and there was one car in the garage already and you're going to back that car into the other.
Okay, I see what you're saying, without hitting the car.
Right, from the street, you know, and you come in at 90 degrees and back it in there. That's challenging. That's a tough thing for all of us to do.
Let's go to our phone lines. We have a question for you, Bob, out there on line one. Who do we got here?
Yeah, this is Tom in Moorhead. Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you, Tom.
Hey,
what's your question tonight?
Hey, Bob, what's your favorite car you've got to drive over the years through almost 40 years of driver's training?
Good question.
Yeah, that's interesting that Tom would ask that. I recognize that voice. That's my godson calling from Moorhead. And obviously, somebody put him up to that. It's kind of funny. I keep track. A lot of people know I'm pretty organized. And over these 39 years, we've driven 122 different cars. And Gilliland Chevrolet in town here has been tremendous and a partner with us and very committed to driver's ed. And I don't know that there's been a favorite one. We had a couple pretty nice Chevrolet Trailblazers at one time, but those were kind of big for students who were learning to drive for the first time.
Yeah, is there a general size car that you use to teach kids?
Usually a four-door sedan, in Chevrolet. The first one we ever had, I know, was a 1983 Chevrolet Citation. Most recently, because of the microchip shortage, we've had a little bit of difficulty with inventory here on the car lots, like I'm sure down in the cities. And fortunately, Gilliland has come through and kept us in a car when it's a difficult time for them to have cars in the lot.
Bob Bjornstedt is our guest, St. Cloud Cathedral Driver's Ed teacher. Tomorrow he'll teach his final class after almost 40 years being not behind the wheel, to the side of the wheel, I guess, in this case in point. What are the conversations like? Do you get to know the kids well? Is that a fun piece of it once they relax? Do you learn some interesting things?
Right, and that is probably the best thing, Mike. If you have a driver that's experienced, their parents get them out a lot, and you can have a conversation with them without distracting them. And, it's different than in the classroom, and we're fortunate to have small class sizes. But when you're one-on-one and you can sit and talk to that student while they're driving, you really get to know them well. And to think that every single one of those, whatever it is, 4,300 students, each of them 6 hours, I've had a lot of conversations with kids throughout the years.
Wow, 4,300. I mean, is it just, are you surprised sometimes by how smart they are or what they know or that they make you laugh? What is that like?
Well, yeah, I'm fortunate in that we have some really good kids. They come up with some interesting driving questions sometimes. Let me tell you one of my favorites.
Yeah.
We're on Division Street. I'm sure you've been to St. Cloud, probably the busiest street within St. Cloud.
Yeah, I was just on there not long ago, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to change lanes, and I mentioned that to the student. They go ahead and change lanes, and they did everything perfectly leading up to it. They turned on their blinker, and then they reached for the gear selector. And I remember grabbing their hand, and I said, "What are you doing?" And their response was they were going to put it in P for pass.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Of course, P for pass. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Logical, isn't it?
Does anybody drive a stick shift anymore? Do you teach anybody with a stick shift?
Nope. And I don't think I would, because that would be two more things for them to be learning to operate with the clutch and the stick at the same time. I think that would be pretty overwhelming for some of them.
I don't even know. I mean, there aren't many. Those are pretty hard to find to buy. There's some used cars, et cetera, but in general, there are not many manuals, are there?
No, I don't think there are that many that are sold out there today anymore.
Do you feel like are we producing safe drivers? Or, you know, do you feel good, conscientious, diligent kids? What do you see?
Well, you know, more recently, there's been more and more kids that have not had their desire to get their driver's license. For you and I, it was, you know, kind of a big thing when we were.
Yeah, first one, man. How quick can we get it? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not a lot, but, I mean, there are some that have chosen not to, so that's kind of surprising for whatever reason. I guess I really don't have any knowledge as to why that is.
Yeah, I know. I hear that from time to time. Well, it's been quite a run for you. Say hi to Emmett Keenan, the great athletic director and administrator out there. You got a lot of guys out there at St. Cloud Cathedral. They've been there a long time, don't you?
Coach Carnes, Coach Keenan,
yourself?
Yeah, and Bob's been, I think this is his 52nd year, I believe. And I've known Emmett for 30 years back from, first met him in 92 when he was at WJON Radio, and we had a little bit of a pretty good run in football there for a couple of years.
Yeah, you were with Coach Fasching, right?
Yep, that's right. In fact, last Friday we had a great day. We had our Hall of Fame induction, and Gary Fasching, who I coached with for 14 years, he was inducted, as well as Jeff Hafes, who was our outstanding All-State linebacker, and he came back from Colorado, and Nate Schmidt from the Gophers.
Yeah, Nate scored a goal against the Wild the other night.
Yeah, that's right.
Did he just go into the St. Cloud Cathedral Hall of Fame?
Yep, he was inducted. He was.
What do you got to do to make it if it took Nate Schmidt and Gary Fasching that long?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Annie Schlepper Spann,
sure,
U.S. Olympian, and she was inducted. She came up from Florida. And Mary Schlepper, who was Annie Schlepper's aunt. So it was a great day last Friday.
Boy, sounds like it. Hey, congratulations on a great career to the side of the wheel, Bob, and enjoy yourself. Who's your last student tomorrow? Is it one? Is it more than one?
Well, I have one. I always do a morning driving lesson to accommodate kids that are in co-curricular activities. So I have a young 10th grade girl, a good driver. It'll be a good way to go out tomorrow.
All right. Well, congratulations. Thanks for doing it, man, because it's such an important piece, and we all remember when we took the driver's test. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Thanks for having me, Mike.
You bet. Bob Bjornstedt, 39 years to the side of the wheel, teaching driver's training.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.